BBC News with David Austin. The United States and Britain have suspended their non-lethal aid program to the opposition Free Syrian Army in northern Syria, amid fears it could fall into the hands of extremists. The aid includes medical supplies, communications equipment, food and generators. It comes a week after news that radical Islamic Front rebels had seized arms depots belonging to the FSA and its political allies, the SNC. Jen Psaki is the U.S. State Department spokeswoman.
Let me state first unequivocally, it is not a suspension of aid or a holding back of aid. We're obviously concerned that Islamic Front forces have seized the ADMA headquarters and warehouses belonging to the SMC. As a result of this situation, the United States has suspended all deliveries of non-lethal assistance into northern Syria while we evaluate the situation on the ground and gather additional details.
The U.S. State Department says it's considering all options, including the use of sanctions, as the political crisis in Ukraine continues. The comments come in the wake of an attempt by riot police to force anti-government protesters from the squares and buildings they've been occupying in Kiev. A spokesperson said police operations against peaceful protesters were not permissible in a democratic European state. Ukrainian opposition leaders have rejected proposals by Mr. Yanukovych to hold talks to try to solve the crisis, and the protesters have been reinforcing their positions. European Union and US officials have criticized a vote by Romanian politicians to exempt themselves from corruption charges. The unexpected move contravenes agreements the country made with Brussels when it joined the EU. Our Europe editor Paul Henley reports.
Romania's president, who's a critic of the ruling coalition, said 10 years of efforts to clean up his country's politics had been blown away. The move to put politicians accused of taking bribes above the law came without parliamentary debate, and the government in Bucharest hasn't commented on it. 28 MPs, including cabinet ministers and a former prime minister, are currently facing charges or serving jail sentences for corruption. Romania already ranks within the top five of Transparency International's Corruption Index for Europe.
The American news magazine Time has named Pope Francis as its Person of the Year, saying he'd become a new voice of conscience in his 9 months as leader of the Roman Catholic Church. A papal spokesperson, Father Federico Lombardi, stressed that the Pope Pontiff would be happy that his service to the Church was giving hope.
The Pope does not look for success or honors, but if the declaration of the Pope as Man of the Year means that many people have understood the message of the love of God for all that the Pope spreads in the world is a very important message for all, then this is good news and the Pope can be happy.
World News from the BBC. The health ministry in Madagascar says it's confirmed 2 cases of pneumonic plague, the deadliest and rarest form of the disease. On Tuesday, Madagascar reported an outbreak of the more common bubonic plague in the northwest of the island and the deaths of at least 20 people. Pneumonic plague is regarded as the more dangerous because it spreads from person to person rather than through flea bites. Britain has announced that a memorial will be built in Kenya for those who suffered during the Mau Mau uprising. More than 10,000 people were killed during the uprising in the 1950s against British colonial rule, and in June the UK announced it would compensate more than 5,000 Kenyans who were tortured and abused. South Africans have been queuing to see the body of Nelson Mandela as it lies in state in Pretoria. Meanwhile, a row has broken out over the coverage of Mr. Mandela's memorial service. The City Press newspaper alleged that the state broadcaster, SABC, instructed its production staff to cut away from live footage of President Jacob Zuma as he was being booed. This report from Colin Blaine.
City Press claims it has 6 independent sources in SABC's news division, saying staff were given instructions to cut away from the booing and not to comment on it. Other local news organisations led with the story of how the crowd reaction embarrassed South Africa's president. City Press say the incident was not headlined on SABC. A spokesman for SABC said it rejected such allegations and it wasn't going to be dictated to as to what its lead story should be.
The Syrian novelist Khaled Khalida has won the Naguib Mahfouz Literary Prize for No Knives in This City's Kitchen, his book about life in Damascus under the rule of the Assad family. Mr. Khalida was unable to accept the award in person as he was unable to leave Damascus because of the fighting in Syria. His previous novel, In Praise of Hatred, won international acclaim but is banned in Syria. BBC News.